Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I'm continuing my series, Life is Not Happening to You, It's Happening Through You. And check out my website if you're looking for a coach, because I want to jump into this right away. I'll pitch again at the end. Okay, so this is one I typically don't like to disagree with teachers in the internet lands, because I think every teacher has something to offer. So in no way am I criticizing a teacher who you've heard say this. But it's common said in the personal development space and the metaphysical space. Do it afraid. Do it afraid. And I'm like, no, don't do it afraid. Don't do it afraid. Because if you're doing it afraid on some level, you're putting out that vibration of fear, and you will get something back that mimics that vibration of fear. So when you could take however long you need to clean up that fear, it doesn't really need to take you all that much time. For you self-saboteurs who are like, oh, Amy says it might take some time. I'm like, no, you could still be working on your manifestation and cleaning up the fear. But, and it does, again, it doesn't need to take 5 years to clean up your fear to manifest a relationship, right? Like, it'll be done in 5 minutes. But do take the time to look at the fear and don't do it afraid. Matter of fact, if you are so afraid, that's a sign unto itself, right? And just step back and say, what's this fear trying to point my attention to? Doesn't mean something bad's going to happen because you're feeling fear. It just means there's something going on underneath the surface that's not matching the reality you say you want to be in. So look at what that is, right? So don't do it afraid. Look at it. Use that fear as a tool. Clean up your fears. And the easiest way to clean up fears is just journal them out. And here is where we're going to talk to my self-saboteurs. Self-saboteurs are very, very smart people. Super, super smart. They use their smarts against themselves all the time. And so self-saboteurs will be like, well, Amy, I'm not afraid of anything. I'm like, huh, really? Mm-hmm. You've been working on that goal for like 5 years. There has to be some fear there. Right? Either you don't want it or you're not dealing with some fear. So I know it's there. Let's deal with it. And so then as I start walking them through the process, we realize like, oh my God, they're not just a little afraid. They're so afraid they don't even want to acknowledge it, right? And so it's easier and feels safer to just live in the intellect. This is where I say self-saboteurs are very smart, very cunning, but you're only fooling yourself, right? And I'm right there with you. So that's how I know all this. So look at the fucking fear. Just journal them out and don't be like, oh, it's not really a fear. No, it's really a fear. If it came up, if you sat down with a piece of paper and you wrote it out, that's a fear. But what happens, because we are so smart, is that when we start to write down our genuine fears and we're not running from them or trying to pretend like they don't exist or trying to pretend that, oh, well, intellectually, I'm smarter than that fear. Fear doesn't care how fucking smart you are. It's just there and you just have to clean it up. And so but this is where our intellect can start to work in our benefit, is as we start to lay out our fears on a piece of paper, we immediately start to disprove them. And so then the fear doesn't have any power over us. So look at the fear. Don't do it afraid. Look at the fear right away. If you're feeling any type of fear, say you've heard me talk about I'm manifesting a house, and you're like, you know, I really want a house too. And you start going through the process and you start getting afraid. Write down all of those fears. And yes, then let your intellect support you in that way, because your intellect, once it sees that junky subconscious fear, it'll say, self, that doesn't have to be true for us, because this and this and this and this and this. And you'll give it really concrete, factual reasons why it doesn't need to be afraid of that. But until you do that work, the fear is still there. And so self-saboteurs love to take this exercise and not really do it. Please do it. Just journal out all your fears, even if they're crazy and junky and weird. And you're like, what? Who would even believe that? That doesn't make any sense. Write it all out, right? Write it all out. It's just you and you. Write out the fear on the piece of paper and then disprove it. And you're so smart and so brilliant that you will disprove it right away. And then the fear will stop getting in the way of you moving forward. That's it. So don't do it afraid. Not arguing with other teachers on this one. I get know why they say it. They're saying it to people who aren't self-saboteurs. They're saying it to everybody else. For us, we can't do it afraid because we will use that fear to hold back, not show up, halfway do it, and then still think like, well, any day now it's going to work out for me. No, don't do it afraid. Clean up the fear. Clean up the fear and use it, the fear as a tool to help you know yourself better and to help you stand more firmly in your desire so it can manifest into form. All right. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy, and I read energy. We could have a conversation. I can tell you where you're out of alignment. I can tell you what needs to shift. I can tell you where you're hiding from yourself. I can tell you where your self-sabotage is showing up just by listening to the frequency of your voice, your word choice, even your breath is intuitive information. That's how well I read energy. And so if you would like to have that in your life, please consider my services. It can be very beneficial. You can take all that information and shift it around. And because I'm an intuitive coach, I'm going to give you some guidance and some support on how to shift it around. If you would like that in your life so you can be unstoppable, consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Thank you for listening to this program. Until next time, take care of yourself.